Okay, everybody, here we go. It is me, Gregory Mannarino, Wednesday, September 11, 2024, pre-market report. A lot of stuff to cover with you this morning. Inflation reports, I'll touch, and I mean touch, on the debate last night. It turned out to be exactly what you and I thought it would be. It's hold that thought. Anyway, I want to start off with this, people, because all of you, every one of you out here, participated in this. And if this doesn't convince you that miracles are real, then nothing else will. I don't know another way to put this. So this is something I sent out yesterday to all of you who subscribe to my newsletter. Link in the description of this video. I want to read this to you. Okay, it's really important. So it starts off with, so you don't believe in miracles. If this does not convince you, then nothing ever will. So I wrote, Lions, today may be one of the greatest days of my life. This has been weighing on me for quite a while now, watching my little sister suffer like this, pretty much understanding that she didn't have much time left. It was very difficult. So anyway, as most of you know, my sister Lori has been fighting pancreatic cancer and has been near death as of late. Last week, just last week, her doctor told her there was not much left for her as the disease had progressed into multiple organs, metastatic cancer. 3 days ago, now four, she went for a scan and she got the result. I wrote today, this would be yesterday. People, explain to me how this happens. Metastatic disease now comes back as disease-free, no cancer. I wrote, how is this even possible? How is this even possible? Most of you know, I was in medicine for 20 years. There's only one way this is possible. So I wrote, thousands of you people from all over the world have prayed for, and this is a miracle. There's no other way to put this. And I finish it with praise to God, all my love to all of you with all I got. People, we witnessed something here. This is an incredible thing. And I know, of course, there's going to be detractors here, but you should expect that. This was what we know it is to be. And I'm speechless. And anyway, I just realize, people, that we're nothing that we do isn't ordered by the Almighty. You understand? And you have to realize that. And he listens to our prayers. I don't know another way to put it. All right, people, let us move forward because we have a lot to talk about with regard to what's happening. Let me start off with the debate last night. I will say this. First of all, it was exactly what you and I would have expected it to be. We called it out before. And the only thing I want to say about this debate is if these two clowns are the best that we have to offer, we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot more trouble than you can possibly imagine. And again, they don't run a damn thing. We understand who runs the monetary system, the economy, the markets, the financial system as a whole. It's not these two things. In no way is that, if you believe that's true, then well, I don't know the tie. It's absolutely false. Now, with regard to economic news from today, I mean, these are the numbers they're allowing us to know. Inflation continues to rise. Core inflation coming in higher than expected. No one expected this, people. You and I have. That's all we've been talking about. It's not going to stop. If you understand what's going on and what is about to happen 7 days from today, then you are clear on the destruction that we have moving forward. This has been no accident here. The fact that the last three U.S. presidents have more than doubled the debt, fostering this illusion here, us understanding how cash moves through the markets, this nonsensical deception, distraction about inflation. Inflation is in the blame game. Not a mention, not a word as to who runs the monetary system. People, inflation is a product of monetary policy, which is made in here in the United States and around the world by the central banks. Presidents have no power to do this, but nobody. Again, they just... You can't make this stuff up, man. Again, they're playing on you being stupid. And I know you're not stupid. All these extra bills that have been created out of thin air, out of nothing, buys a lot of illusion, a higher stock market. You know, look, even though stock futures right now are under some pressure, we're going to talk more about that in a moment. Hold that thought, my lions, because I have some advice for you. You probably know what I'm going to say already. But it's just, it's too much. Not to mention about the Federal Reserve, how they are the ones responsible for this, how it takes a finite amount of time to move through the economy, especially because we've been in free fall since Obama. Look at the money velocity. You don't believe Greg Mannarino? Oh, the economy was really strong under President Trump, and there was no inflation. Sure, again, with regard to inflation, Obama, Trump, Biden, they've all been at it, helping the Fed inflate, creating this illusion. But now, the economy, again, it's been dead since Obama, takes a finite amount of time to make its way through the economy. And now we're seeing all those extra bills chase, in this case, a lesser amount of good. There's a lag effect here. And the money velocity is all you need to look at. All you need to look at to prove that we have not had a strong economy under Obama, Trump, or the Biden. And the fact is that central banks are in here right now inflating even more. Using, again, this is full-blown quantitative easing. The Federal Reserve right now is creating new money to buy all the debt. You watching the 10-year yield this morning? As a matter of fact, I got a printout for you. Look at this. Look at the 10. Can you see that? The 10-year yield falling to the floor. The dollar continuing its free fall, its death spiral as well. But no, 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 no. You know, this is it. Oh, how about this? Oh, you're going to love this one. This is great. Mortgage rates hit their lowest level, but the Fed's not cutting rates. They're not, because they haven't made the announcement. So this can't be real news, because mortgage rates can't possibly be falling because the Fed hasn't made the announcement that they're cutting rates. People, they're buying it all, man. They think you're this stupid. They really do. You can't make it up, but that's a fact. Anyway, you all know this is a deception on an epic scale. It's not the fault of any president here, Trump, nor Biden, nor Obama, that we're having inflation right now. This is a byproduct of monetary policy, and this has been put forth in effect. Well, actually, after the meltdown of 08, where it really took off here with QE, quantitative easing 1, quantitative easing 2, Operation Twist, and right now, they've never stopped manipulating the debt market. You understand? We don't have a free market. We don't even have a market anymore. We have a free-for-all on a massive scale. You know, speaking about that, to my lions out here, just real quick, have a look at the MMRI. I mean, you want to talk about free fall. Again, this is not just squiggly numbers if you're brand new. The MMRI, Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, this shows you a visual picture of what's happening to the dollar here. How much debt the Fed is buying right now. The whole entire yield curve control, full effect. Okay, now, I want you to keep this in mind, all right? Look at the Fear and Greed Index right now. If you're one of my lions, you're laughing, but I'm going to tell you right now, hold your fire. I'm going to say it again. Hold your fire. We are going to wait. We're still going to wait for the Fed announcement 7 days from today. I know how difficult this is, all right? Some of you have already got in here buying these dips. I don't blame you. I don't blame you. But my suggestion here, if you're looking to get longer the market, because that's exactly what we're going to do, buy it, all right? There's no crash being set up. What's being set up here is obviously the act of rate cuts, artificially suppressed rates, currency devaluation on a massive scale, something you and I have been covering since forever. This is going to continue. The hyper-ballooning of global debt, central banks finishing what they started. You all know this, okay? But this presents massive opportunities, not just in the stock market. We're going to hit this from every angle that we can. Yes, we're going to stay long this market. Yes, we're looking for opportunities to buy. You know what I'm buying? JEPQ. All right, I don't know another way to put it. Greg is an open book. Greg tells you everything he's doing. Whether you guys want to follow my lead or not, that's up to you. Do your own research, always as first. But what this means here, the lower this gets, you can expect, again, what is it telling us? Currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates. It also tells us that commodities are going on sale more so than they've ever been. The lower this goes, the more the doorway gets opened for cash to make its way into the stock market. We're still dealing with seasonality. We're dealing with a market that is uncertain, okay? Uncertainty is the enemy of the market, and the market always overreacts, okay? That's why you're seeing all this volatility here in the market. Let it do that. Let the market do that, because you and I, we're going to take advantage of this now. With regard to this and commodities, people, load up. Load up. Greg Mannarino has been telling all of you, for I don't know how long, commodities are the place to be. These are real things. Period. All right. I also believe cryptocurrencies are the place to be as well. You all know that. Which one? Bitcoin. Why Trump keeps calling himself the Bitcoin president, the crypto president. Although his big idea never materialized with regard to his, what was going to change the world and make the world the crypto capital of the world, didn't happen. All he did do is push his little NFT, little whatever you want to call them, his little playing cards, his digital ones for $99. That's going to change the world. You know it is, because he said it. Duh. Make it up, man. Anyway, look, what this means is commodities are going on sale more so than they have been on an incredible scale. The stock market, people, hold your fire, my lions. Hold your fire. Cryptocurrencies as well. Period. The freaking end here. Remember, the Fed's not cutting rates, even though rates are dropping like a rock, because they haven't made the announcement. Imagine a society that has to be told, like infantile entities, what's happening. And no one's here to tell you the truth. Did you hear, honestly, did Trump point at the Fed? No, he didn't. Did Kamala? No, she didn't either. And they both understand what's happening here. They realize that they do not have the ability to create cash out of a nothing. Although, again, Trump was president under his tenure. We watched the debt skyrocket more so than Obama and Biden combined. He could have pointed his finger at the Federal Reserve. Chose not to do that. He chose to blame a deception, a distraction, a lie. And all this comes from dark forces. You must be kept in the dark. Let us move forward here, my lovely friends. So, bank stocks under pressure. Why do you think this is happening, people? The entire banking system, as you and I have called out before anyone else, going on almost 2 years ago, it's insolvent across the board. This is not going to continue. The Fed is in here now deregulating the system. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that the Fed actually has the power to deregulate banks? I thought the president can do that. Duh. Or Congress. No, it's the Fed. You can't make this stuff up. Federal Reserve unveils tone down banking regulations in a victory for Wall Street, because that's all that matters here, people. A wealth transfer on a massive scale. You're being sucked dry and you're being lied to and deceived. That's all last night was, man. Deceptions, lies, propaganda. And again, as I said, this is the best we have to offer. The world is laughing. They're laughing at us. But you and me, part of this pride of lions, no one's laughing harder than we are. Nobody. Because we got this down, upside down, backwards, sideways, and freaking inside out, people. You all know that. Let them play their games. Let them play the deception games, the distraction, the blame games. Good, good. Keep the people dumbed down, because they have no other recourse. They've been turned into subhuman entities as well. They don't think about the past. They can't think about the future. They live in the now. Generally, people live in the now. That's how an animal lives, or a child. But they've turned adults here, not you and me, obviously, into these infantile entities, or like animals who live in the now. You and I have the capability to look a little further, even just a little bit down the road. We're able to see what's going on. How is it? Again, you and I have been so far ahead of the curve on this, not because we're really smarter than anybody else, because we're able to use our brain just maybe a little better than anybody else. We all have the same setup here in our heads. Some people just don't get it. And it's unfortunate, because if we had more thinkers, people who are able to think outside the box, man, could you imagine what we could do collectively? It's unbelievable. Anyway, look, people, what does this mean for you and me? The clown show will go on. The deceptions, the lies, the central banks banning together here, collectively just banding together to destroy us all, to lead us down a very dangerous pathway. Currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates, a stock market hyper bubble that the world has never seen before on a massive scale, all on the back of the monster of them all, and that is the debt market time bomb. It's gone. It's a nuclear bomb waiting to go off. When that debt market goes off again, what central banks are doing now, they're propping it up. At one time, they're going to prick that bubble. And it's again, they need an event. You know this. They need an event to point at, to say that's what it is. This is why it is. It's not the fact that the central banks have inflated and continue to inflate on a massive scale here, controlling it all. You do realize, honestly, that every single piece of information that you're fed by the mainstream media is all scripted. And where do they get their scripts from? Do you think they really get it from, they're all independent, how they all talk about the same stories, how they all say the same things, even the wording? Obviously, this tells you that they're getting the information from a single source. And I'm going to give you one guess as to who that source is. It's world control. What we're in now is some type of a gross distortion of anything that people actually believe. It's not real. None of it is real. It's all an illusion propped up on debt, oceans of debt, more's coming in here, the lies, the deception, the distraction. They can get away with it because there's no accountability, as you know. And people have no idea what's really going on. They're kept in a state of confusion and a state of fear. Fear. Oh, immigrants are eating dogs and cats. That creates some kind of fear, I think. Oh, obviously that's not true. But again, it's fear. I don't care what they can make you afraid of. They can make you afraid of this chapstick. If one of these things could find a way to make you afraid of this, your mind is done. Your whole entire thought process gets twisted. Fear has been utilized as a weapon against the people of this planet since the beginning. And it doesn't matter what they can make you afraid of. Just one thing, you're done. You're finished. This is a tactic that is as old as time itself. Ignore it. Laugh when you hear things like this. It's too freaking much. Expect more of it. Expect more lies, more distractions, and more deceptions to keep your eyes off the root cause of the problem. The root cause of the problem is central banks. If we can fix this, and we're going to try, believe me. I was just talking to my buddy Roy. Roy, you're out there listening, dude? A lawyer, about how we're going to attack this lawsuit that's going to happen against the Federal Reserve. Again, nowhere in the Constitution does it say that we're going to have a debt-based system. It's been stolen from us. Forget about stop the steal, okay? You want to talk about the real steal? The whole system has been stolen from us. Now that's why we are in the current state of affairs that we're in. Does that make sense to you? Or is it really the fault of this president or that president because they have so much power? No one here is that stupid. Anyway, people, look, as I said, man, think we can't be beaten. We're freaking invincible. We are invincible because we have each other's backs. Clearly, the Almighty here is listening to us, people. This is a miracle. This is a bona fide miracle. What did I put it? You know what I'm talking about with my sister. There's no way this could happen. Metastatic cancer to disease-free, virtually, like, in a week. All of a sudden, a doctor's telling her it's over. And then now, all of a sudden, she's like, disease-free. It doesn't make any sense from the sense of our ability to absorb something so dramatic like this. But God is great. That's all I have to say. People, love you all from the heart with all I got. And I mean that with all I got. We're an amazing team, you and me, okay? What we're capable of doing. And I've always said, and history has proven this, if one person has the ability to change the world, could you imagine what we can do together? And we're making a difference. We really, really are. People are listening. They're hearing us. There are some that no matter what you do, they can't break out of the trap doors, the traps they've been placed in, the boxes that they have been placed in. They're gone. They're lost. Let them go. We move on and we get through to more people who have the capacity to understand what's actually going on. Does this make sense to you? I hope it does. People, this guy will see you later. Yesterday, I know I wasn't feeling too good. I picked up some kind of virus. I got a little bit of a cough and whatever it might be. I just felt under the weather yesterday, but that picked me up. With my sister really helped me out. I think I feel better just off of that alone. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. I will see all of you 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern people. We're going to cover more of this stuff as usual, and I'm looking forward to seeing you all again later. I mean that. I love all of you. This thing is that we've created is huge. And it's way bigger than ourselves, honestly. And I don't think it's an accident why you're here, why I'm here either. All right? See you later. 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream.